USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning Russia's nuclear threat against Europe.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia. And no one other than Russia sought conflict.
This was during his first UN address since the beginning of the conflict. North Carolina authorities are still on the hunt for a 17-year-old suspect facing charges in a double murder of Devin Clark, who was 18, and Lyric Woods, who was 14, over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Office announced that it had filed a petition to charge the juvenile suspect with two counts of first-degree murder in Clark's and Woods' shooting death.
And I heard about close to 10 shots going off like an automatic gun, and then I paused for a little bit, and then five more.
David White, who lives just feet away from where the victims were found dead. NASA's space launch system Moon Rocket ran into an initially worrisome problem during its fuel test on Wednesday, but engineers managed a fresh leak in a fitting that derailed a September 3rd launch try and were able to fill the huge booster with a full load of 750,000 gallons of super cold propellants. Even though the tests were extremely encouraging, launch director Charlie Blackwell Thomas would not speculate on whether NASA might press ahead toward the September 27th launch date as earlier discussed. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Putin is making threats.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared a partial mobilization, calling up 300,000 reservists in a major escalation of his stalled invasion of Ukraine. In a television speech Tuesday, he portrayed his war as a fight to the death with the United States and our allies. Again, he threatened to use nuclear weapons. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell gave Republican governors his blessing when it comes to sending migrants around the country. Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury, a move that comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior towards employees. In a tweet shared on both teams' official account, the Suns and Mercury wrote that Sarver's decision is, quote, in the best interest of the organization and community, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.